Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July the 26th, 215th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Fortuna City Manager, car aficionado, and bull rider, Regan Candelaria.
Thanks for the extra accolades, but those aren't actually my areas of expertise.
Well, we kind of expanded the old resume there for you, huh?
All right. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah. Welcome to the Regan Show.
Oh, now that's a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah, well, you know, you deserve it. Hey, there's even quotes for July.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, I got to see if any of these things make sense.
We can make sense of anything, really, if you're creative enough.
Yeah, but these don't. Even being creative, these don't. Our quote this morning comes from William Wykerly. You'll hardly see a fool on stage, but you know him when you see him.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Not that that has anything to do with public meetings.
Oh, we're not going to go
no,
there.
No, okay. Oh, so how were the last couple of weeks? Things
busy.
Looked busy.
Yeah, we had a lot of activity in Fortuna, which is our norm, you know, for the summer months with the community events, so... I'm sure that's what you were referring to by bull riding and car aficionado.
Yeah. It wasn't hanging out at the bars and sampling every variety possible.
Now, the rodeo went really well. We were really happy with it. Tons of participation, lots of people in town. You know, they've made a lot of improvements to the park there, so the rodeo board is doing a great job of, you know, supporting, you know, the city and supporting the park itself, Rohnert Park. You know, improves it for other events and other things going on throughout the rest of the year, too. So it's really a great win-win event.
That's something I think a lot of folks might not grasp. I mean, if you're a long-term, yeah, you see it. But if you pop in for events, the synergy and the kind of the spillover when there is something positive, it ripples and you see it in other places.
It really does. A lot of the community benefits from having all those people in town. And then the extra layer of that is the additional benefits that the city gets. Like I mentioned, the improvements to the park, how that facilitates other projects and other events. We have a few new things this year, you know, I'll share with you later. Other events that have now are coming to Fortuna that we're happy to have and will really be a good benefit to the community as well.
More than just grand openings?
No, we've got a flat track racing group that's scheduled 4 or 5 events in town this year. We've got the Flynn Creek Circus that's coming up in August here. You know, as part of one of their venues now is now Fortuna they've selected. So
as a regular, are you going to be a permanent on the calendar kind of thing?
I believe so. This will be their first year in Fortuna, so you know we're looking forward. Yeah, we had a lot of interest already and people wanting to buy tickets.
Pickle Family Circus was one that was here. When I was with hair,
was that similar to Flynn Creek? Flynn Creek is a it's not animals,
it's just
human spectacle. I guess is one way you can.
Oh, I think they may have had horses, and you know, you'd ride, you know, the gals would stand on top of the horses and some of that. But it was certainly a smaller circus than Barnum and Bailey. Just for those who care, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Regan Candelaria. You said that there's a bunch of new stuff that was going to be kicking around. Are these events or these announcements or What's this big secret that you're keeping from us?
A little bit of both, and neither, none of them are secrets. I shared the flat track racing with you, the motorcycle groups that are using the rodeo grounds at our park, Rohnert Park, downtown Fortuna. They've scheduled 4 events on Saturdays and Sundays to come down and race and have their little family events, which is, they had the first one, was very well received and well attended.
This is like Humboldt County?
Yeah. Well, no.
Racers, or is it more regional than that?
It's more regional. It's a bigger club. They had people coming down from Oregon, people from over across, you know, in the valley coming over. So it was, you know, it was the first one, and they did pretty well, and they've actually asked if they can schedule more dates. At our park. So yeah, they already have 4 on the calendar and they want to do a couple others. So that'll be nice. The other one is that circus that I mentioned, the Flynn Creek Circus, which is going to be August. You know, it's a full week of setting up and all of that, but it's the week of August 11th, 12th, and 13th. I'm not sure if they have shows on Sunday the 14th, but that'll be a new event in town. It'll be down at Newburgh Park.
When you have folks using the venues, mm-hmm. Do you really shoot to try to have them used every week, or do you want it to be maybe like every other week, just so that there's some downtime, either for the facilities to recover, mm-hmm. or just so that the community doesn't just, you know, fatigue?
We will kind of take it as we get them. I've got some really good staff now working on that. Actually, Kevin Carter, out of our engineering and public works department, is now working, helping to manage our parks department. And so he's been great about putting together agreements with these groups, and making sure that we've got everything set up and scheduled and, you know, appropriately on the calendar and, you know, all the infrastructure that needs to be there and all the prep work needs to get done. So he's really doing a great job of taking care of that. You know, and sometimes we're at the, you know, the mercy of the event, you know, like the circus, you know, they've got venues up and down the coast, and, you know, they chose Fortuna this year to add to their list. And so, you know, we were able to work that in August. We started this probably 6 or 8 months ago, working with them, putting together the agreement, figuring out what part of the park they needed, how are we going to have a, you know, parking for all the patrons that come. And, so there's a lot of different aspects to the event. We spend a lot of time on that.
Traffic and foot traffic is always it's amazing. Either you focus on it, you go, yeah, wow, okay, and it goes smooth, or you don't think about it.
Yeah, and we have to think about it. Yeah. Our parks are kind of small. The big 3rd of July event that we had this year was another one that was, you know, probably bigger than it's ever been. The committee there, including our mayor, Stu Long, and Mayor Pro Tem Tam McTrent, really actively involved in planning that event. It the size was just mushroomed up again this year, and we had the traffic, and we had the people walking down the streets to get to the park and to see the show, which is a good thing. You know, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, you can't complain too hard about that.
No.
Sympathy is really small. This time of the year, though, is also when the facilities are normally maintained, fixed up, cleaned up, because, you know, it's quote-unquote construction season. Mm-hmm. The events that are going on, do they kind of get in the way of that, or do you just kind of schedule around and do what you can do when you can do it?
We you know, as you know, Fortuna has been doing our major events for a long time. This was the 95th year of the rodeo, and so my staff, they're always telling me, you know, we got it covered, don't worry about it, we've done this a couple times. You know, the old, it's not our first rodeo routine, but it truly isn't. You know, they know what they're doing. They know how to get things done. And what I'm always amazed about is how the parks do recover. You know, we go from 1 week of having the rodeo and, you know, a lot of impacts to, you know, just the grass, the sod out there. You know, it starts to come back. Excuse me. And then we get the Auto Expo and all of the displays out there. You got the old hit and miss engines and the tractors and all of that, and the craft fairs and the auto parts. I actually grabbed something this year. You know, and it takes a toll on
Ooga horn?
I didn't get a horn.
No?
But it comes back. The staff gets out there and they do the fertilization and they get the water on it, and it turns green again and comes right back. So it's pretty resilient out there.
Want more of it?
Yes. Yeah, we, you know, the city benefits, community benefits from having this activity.
Is there a significant difference for the city if it's a regional that has 10,000, mm-hmm. or if it's a local that has 10,000?
Hmm. You know, I just was reading an article on economic development, and it was talking about that same issue. You know, how does the community really benefit if it's local, if it's dollars that are transitioned from, say, an adjacent city or from actually outside of the area that's coming into your town? And then it's more about that consumer. Were they going to spend those dollars anyway? But maybe they spent it someplace else, and now you've encouraged them to spend it in your community. So there's a lot of discussion about that.
With HCOG or with any of the other entities that have the cities kind of talking to each other, is there a concern? Is there a thought to try to coordinate so that if you've got a major, I would think if you had somebody wanting to do a rodeo at Redwood Acres in Eureka the same weekend as the Fortuna Rodeo, you're going to, rightly so, get a little bent out of shape. But if the other guys haven't been, if there hasn't been any communication, somebody doesn't know, is there an attempt to try to coordinate the major events to have different weekends?
You know, from an event perspective, I'm not exactly clear on that, but in terms of economic development and trying to support the whole county and bring in new business and support the expansion of business, I would say yes, because I've been involved with some of that. From an event side, I think that's a little bit more, you know, the private sector.
Sure.
One rodeo is going to have to compete with another rodeo. They're not really asking us.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelaria. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Regan, some of the different elements of a town, you know, you get folks there, but once they get there, you want to deliver on the promise. Yeah. Let's go to town XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you get there and the gutters have got cattails in them. And mold on this. Great, so you got plenty of exposure, but it's not quite the impression that you want to leave with people.
That's interesting. You mentioned the gutters and cattails. Do you know what that's called when we actually go out and maintain that and take care of it? There's a term for that.
Gutter cleaning up?
They call it sniping. That's what my staff calls it when we get complaints or
sniping?
We get referral. They have to go snipe the gutters and the curbs. Yes.
Hunting for snipe had a whole different connotation in high school.
I did too, but that's what they
okay, good. So I'm not totally out to lunch on it.
So there is a task, and it's called sniping, and we do try to get out and do that as often as we can.
So as that is occurring, you guys have got the bulb outs
mm-hmm.
with some of the little the colors and that. Small little stuff makes a ton of sense. With the redevelopment dollars disappearing and facade grants no longer possible, is the city trying to backfill in that somehow, some way to keep
We would love to. Brian, that's one of the biggest struggles we had. I mentioned we got a term, it's called sniping, to go out and do that. I mean, I just don't have the guys to do it anymore. You know, we've cut over the years to deal with the general fund budget, and I've essentially got a crew of like two, to take care of that for the entire city. There's a lot of roadway out there to take care of.
To snipe.
Yes, and so it makes it really tough. You know, the other piece you mentioned, the bulb outs, the beautiful gardens that we have and all the flowers that people see on Main Street when they come into the downtown, that's all done essentially by volunteers. My crews go out and they help with the maintenance of the irrigation system, and they'll replace pieces that break and they get broken off and that kind of thing. But
the infrastructure stuff?
Yeah, but we really have a great group, the Garden Club in Fortuna. they go out and they do that. You'll see the members out there all the time, you know, replanting and sprucing up and making sure that the right, you know, flowers are there and that they're compatible and all of that. It's excellent, but we're getting that on a volunteer basis. I mean, I don't have the maintenance crews. The city just, you know, we haven't had those bodies. Our parks department is way down as well. So
that's why I was thinking of where the monies get spent, if it's an ongoing reoccurring or a one-time investment that you get some longevity out of. You mentioned parks. I was thinking some of the different kid structures that are there. You know, you go with plastic, you go with metal, do you go with something that'll fade, do you go with something that doesn't fade? Is it a swing set instead of a slide because a swing set's less maintenance? Do those criteria enter into the decision process?
Yeah, we always have to look at the long term, you know, and we have to be able to maintain those equipment. And there's a liability perspective as well. You know, you have to maintain them. You have to keep it safe. The part that's underneath that equipment, you know, whether it's the bark or, you know, the newer, we've actually got a couple of playgrounds that have used tires that have been cut up into
little pieces,
and it makes a soft landing for kids. And it's kind of funky, but you know, kids run on it; they don't care. And it's soft for them when they fall or get off a piece of equipment. So yeah, that's one of the biggest concerns when you don't have enough staff is to make sure that it's still safe and that it's still, you know, playable and in good condition.
So the islands that are along the boulevard,
we have to take care of those as well, and it's those same guys that I'm telling you, we just don't have that many bodies, so they're trying to take care of all of the acreage of park and the medians and all the other public facilities like City Hall and the you know, the landscaping around that, the River Lodge, you know, one of our greatest, you know, assets to the city. We have to have guys, those same guys have to go over there and try and take care of that parking lot and the heathers and the gardens there. It's a big job.
If you were starting over, would you change it?
Change what?
Let's say the median islands. Would you keep those, or would you do something different that didn't require the maintenance that could be flexible? I mean, when those went in, probably wasn't that expensive because, you know, it's just a lawnmower and a little bit of gas.
Yeah.
Well, now it's the people and everything else associated with it instead of maybe a little four-foot wall that could have some kind of dioramas or something that was hardscape rather than...
I hear where you're going with that. You know, it's, I think a lot of cities have done that with a lot of their areas. They're trying to go to, you know, of course, we've had drought in the state of California for a long time and, you know, for different cycles, and trying to go to a more less maintenance, drought tolerant type of, you know, landscaping is definitely something that's an option. Up here in Humboldt County, I haven't seen that's, you know, really the concern. We like the green grass. The community likes the green grass. It usually gets fed plenty of water by itself.
you know, up here. It's probably more the maintenance issue. Do you have the manpower hours to be able to throw at that and this and whatever?
Exactly. And that's, you know, maintaining those irrigation systems. That's what we're having an issue with right now. It's been off for so long because of the drought. Now we got to get it rehabbed again and get it back up to speed so we can actually start watering now that, you know, the stage one is lifted. So
KINS News and Information Times, 841. We'll be back with more from Regan Pinsbury.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Regan Candelaria out of sunny
Fortuna.
Fortuna, even today.
It's supposed to get
today
up to 70.
Today it'll probably be roasty Fortuna.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what happens when that occurs?
I got a hat.
No, we get all the fog.
Oh yeah.
About 4:30, all of a sudden, Saul disappears. So when you talk about beautification and some of the things that are going on that the city looks at and maintenance of that, is there room for private sector to step in other than just you know, keep our lawns clean and, you know, clean our gutters and throw in a couple of flowers every once in a while so it looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. I think you're kind of setting me up with a softball there. We have some great things that have happened in the past. I'm going to give a lot of credit to the Chamber of Commerce and Erin Dunn and the leadership program that she implemented a few years back. Those groups have learned a lot about civic engagement and leadership qualities, of course. And what's come along with that is some great projects. The entry sign at Kenmar is a great one. It's almost an icon for the city now. I've seen it used in a lot of advertising. You know, we got some park benches, great benches out at the new Fortuna Dog Park, the off-leash dog park there. Again, that came through the chamber, and the benches in that project came through leadership. There's one right now that there's a new mural project that's being actually it's going to get started pretty soon. It's on my agenda tonight for our planning commission to take a look at it through design review. You know, we've got a group in town that have a giant Fortuna postcard mural project that's going to go right on Fortuna Boulevard. And so that's up for discussion tonight. And I know there's a huge fundraising effort that's underway and is mostly complete. I think we have all the money we need to get the project started. So a group of local residents, local citizens and business owners have kind of put this together. And it looks like it's going to be a great new addition to Fortuna.
So the Planning Commission has to just give its okie dokie?
Yeah, because it's on, you know, a major commercial thoroughfare, there's a design review element to the project, a signage essentially. And so we just want to make sure we get that through that process and not have any questions later.
This isn't Caltrans Fortuna Division, is it?
No, not
okay,
at all.
if the community responds as positively as you think that it will to this mural, do you hope to have more murals around town? I mean, is that something that it certainly would change the character of the experience for visitors coming into town if you had
I do a
number of these?
I think it's going to, this project will probably be more of a catalyst to future murals. But as you know, we lost one of our downtown murals when the Star Hotel burned a year and a half ago. And so we hope to have that one replaced. Another one, you know, there's plans for another one that got replaced from some damaged building. And hopefully this one will, you know, as a new one, will help to spur replacement of those others.
And hopefully it'll be maintained. I mean, nothing for me. You know, they start to sun fade. And some takes longer than others.
I've seen the budget, and UV protection and maintenance is in the budget for this project. So
very cool, very cool. So it'll be done by county fair time?
You know, it's,
or Labor Day?
I'm hoping that they're going to get started with the painting in August here and be done by September. So it's a pretty aggressive project.
It's a little bit larger than what folks might be thinking then, size-wise.
Yeah, they're going to see it. It says Fortuna and, you know, big bold letters and a lot of our history and representation of the community. So I think people are going to like it.
And you're going to spell check it.
I don't think we'll miss that one.
All right. Way to go. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Brian.
See you all tomorrow morning.